This is Pat Brady. You know him. He's been around. Former chairman for the Illinois Republican Party, a former federal and state prosecutor. Oh, my gosh. It's Wednesday. We check in with Pat every Wednesday, and we're going to have a conversation with the mayor of Broadview later in the show when people are driving home. How would you like to be in her position these days?
What a tough position it is. And the headlines are getting more dramatic as the day goes on. I mean, the president calling for the governor and the mayor to be jailed, and the governor firing back saying that the president's got dementia. I mean, it's really kind of spiraling out of control. But I guess my big question, Lisa, I don't know what the end game is for ICE with all of this. I get it. We need to get rid of the criminals that are here illegally, totally. But what are they going to be around forever? Are they just going to do this for fun and leave? Or I don't know what the end game is.
Right. And is it just going to be Chicago and Portland and places in California? Or will their focus go elsewhere? I don't know if there is an end game. And I think that's the concern of most residents is when will this be over?
Yeah, well, courts might end it. I know there's been a lawsuit that the Kwame Raoul, the attorney general, filed. And I think she might at least rule on a temporary injunction tomorrow. But the overall strategy of what they're doing, and from the law enforcement folks I talked to the last couple of days, they're still not communicating necessarily with the locals. So ICE is doing things. I'm not blaming the ICE agents. They're doing what they're told, but they're doing things and, like, you know, dropping tear gas or whatever. They're not telling everybody else, and they're just not working together, which you have to do if you want to be, if you truly want to be effective with this. Or is it just a political show, which I think is a legitimate question to ask.
Right. And that's the point. You need to be effective. And I think most of us were raised that, you know, you support law enforcement. They're there to protect and to serve. And you always felt like they were the best at de-escalating a situation. That's what they did best. They could encounter someone who may be in a mental health crisis or, you know, any type of situation. Did they always do it to the best that we expect them to do? Maybe not in every situation, but you knew that was a part of their training. And it just seems like that training somehow didn't take place for the ICE agents. And I'm seeing, and you probably saw too, that there were Chicago police officers who, you know, were taken out of commission for a bit because they got hit with tear gas or whatever chemical agent. The same with firefighters. I can't imagine that people in the role of enforcement are allowing other members of the enforcement community to suffer at their hands.
Yeah, from what I'm hearing from some folks, they're kind of close to it, that the ICE folks have been told that they're here because CPD and everybody else wasn't managing it, which is not true. I think we have great law enforcement, sheriff, state police, CPD, all great people. So I think there's so much or so little communication between the ICE people and the locals that it really creates a problem, and it's just too heavy-handed and it's not working.
Right, and that's the problem. Nobody is working together. In fact, when the mayor of Broadview joins us after 5 o'clock, I understand, and I'll ask her about this, that Kristi Noem went to her office to meet her. No appointment, no forewarning. The mayor wasn't in her office that day. But if you really wanted to talk to the mayor of Broadview and you're Kristi Noem, I'm sure you could just pick up the phone and she would be there to have a meeting with you. So, yeah, no one is working together.
You don't have to stand on the top of a building where you can get everybody and get your picture. And do this theatrics that she seems to thrive on to show that, you know, she's cracking down. It was, like you said, these illegals that are here that have done bad criminal things, we want them gone. And illegals, yeah, they got to play by the rules. We get that. But the heavy-handedness in the theatrics, why were they on the Chicago River?
Oh, my gosh.
Looking to get a picture in front of Trump Tower. I mean,
that
made no sense.
That was really something. And then 2 days later, lo and behold, they pulled somebody into a boat. And I thought, I don't think he was swimming in the Chicago River.
Nobody swims in that. Well, of course.
Oh, they did. They did. But as a former federal and state prosecutor, this is all just going to end up in court at some point. Right. And then that's another colossal waste of money.
I was today, pretty much everything that the president has done since he's been in office, from the tariffs to this to many, many other things, this is all going to end up in court. And you saw just today that the Seventh Circuit kind of blew back, or the federal court in Chicago blew back on some of the things the ICE agents were doing on this consent decree. But to your point, all of this is going to end up in federal court. And I'm just hoping that the court all the way up to the Supreme Court stays the course and protects our liberties, because I think a lot of people, and reasonably so, believe a lot of our freedoms are being violated.
Right? You know, Pat, two things, I guess, very quickly. Do you know what the judge in that ruling talked about, these warrants that would be blank warrants that the ICE agents would bring and fill out on the scene? I have never heard of anything like that.
Neither have I. Right. I just read that Tuesday. I'm like, what? I'd love to have those kind of warrants. Hey, by the way, here's a warrant.
The other thing, and this is economic, it's not of danger to people, but I don't know if you've heard, but Argentina and Puerto Rico were to play here next week in a friendly. Of course, Lionel Messi was going to play for Argentina, and they've called that game out of Chicago, and they're going to play in Florida instead.
It's such a bad look for us. All my friends, not all of them, but a lot of my friends all over the country called me in the last couple of days going, what is going on? And, you know, for those of us that actually live here, it's wonderful, other than this nonsense that ICE has created that makes, and the president continuing to say it's a war zone, it's a hellhole. It's just not true. And I just wish everybody would get in a room and kind of talk this out, but I don't think that's going to happen.
Yeah, because people believe it to be true, even though they're not here walking the streets of Chicago. I really appreciate you joining us today, Pat. I hope you have a great day.
Yeah, you too. Thanks, guys. See you.